This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9 Friday morning show with Leo. Now, the Glow Winter Arts Festival is on, starting on Thursday the 13th of August, with heaps of entertainment happening in the city of Stonington, including a very loved up show at Chapel of Chapel called Dedications. Joining me in the studio is John O'Hara and Andrew Harkin. Welcome. Anthony Harkin, sorry.
I'll answer to anything.
Welcome to Joy, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Now, firstly, John, like so many other theatre people, because we've had a few in here over the last few weeks. We've had other casts from Anything Goes. Rob Mills was in here a few weeks ago. Jimmy Ricks and Lucy Maunder were in here. Now, you were also trained at Whopper.
Yeah, in Perth. We both were. Anthony both and I both were.
Exactly right. Yeah. So I guess having that training is obviously really good to get in the industry, because you can do different things and you've got that skill set.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just has such a great reputation, the school. So if you're lucky enough to jag something pretty quickly after you graduate, it's a little bit of a golden ticket for the year that you're out, you know, your first year out. So, but the training's fantastic, and that's why a lot of people work, you know, in the industry.
What is it they don't teach you when you first go into the industry and you think, oh my God, they didn't tell us that?
Well, no one can teach you how to do 8 shows a week. You know, that's tough. It's grueling work.
Well, not even singers do that, because we get singers in here all the time and they say, oh, we're on tour, we're doing like 3 shows in Melbourne, and but they have like maybe 2 shows on, 1 day off, and they do so. But you guys are on, it's pretty full on. Because you've done shows like Rock of Ages and Rocky Horror Show. You've gone Jesus Christ Superstar, Shout. What's been the favourite over the years?
Oh, that's so hard. Other than Dedications, my favourite...
that's the correct answer.
My favourite show was probably Hair. That was my first professional job straight out of school. I did it here in Melbourne. And, it was a special time because it was my first foray into professional theatre. And, it was a beautiful kind of eclectic group of people and great music. We got naked, you know, all of that stuff.
Anthony, you've also done a lot of TV as well.
I'm an old hag now. I've been out
for
a while, almost, I don't know, 15, 17 years. So, yeah, I did kind of TV and film when I first started, and then made my way into musicals and theatre, just whatever's going, really.
Because a lot of TV actors do a lot of theatre. And I read somewhere that they do that because it sharpens their senses.
Oh, completely. I mean, they're such different disciplines, genres, you know? Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like live theatre to be able to be in something that's kind of living and breathing each night, and that changes with whoever happens to be sitting in the audience and all the people on stage, the kind of day they've had. You know, it's a really incredible thing, and I think that's one reason why, for me, it's kind of a first love, I guess.
The Helpmans are on in Sydney on Monday night. Tom McKinney is hosting the event. We're going to be on the red carpet. Not me, but the guys from our Cabaret Room show are going to be on the red carpet for the Helpman Awards, which is going to be amazing. Yeah. And you work with Tom McKinney in Boy from Oz.
Yeah, I did.
He's a bit of a naughty boy, isn't he, Todd?
He's been into Joy so many times.
He's naughty in the best way. He's naughty in the best way.
He's doing Dancing with the Stars and everything. Right. So any antics from your days with Todd on The Boy from Oz?
I feel like that's so dangerous. What happens, you know, what happens backstage?
On tour, stays on tour. I did Cabaret with Todd many years ago, and he was the MC, and he was absolutely wonderful. But I'm sworn to secrecy. Right. I'll never tell Leo.
I mean, but doing all these shows, do you have a favourite co-star over the years that you've worked with that you think, I love working with so-and-so because this happened, or really good chemistry or good connection?
I mean, I think that we talk about in the business about having a show crush or a showmance, because I think people, when you work with people that closely, you know, in such a concentrated environment, you can't help but have feelings for them, and they kind of defy sexuality or availability, or, you know, so I mean, yeah, I've just finished on Wicked, so how can you not have a bit of a show crush on Gemma Ricks? You know, she's well, just incredible.
Yeah, well, it's Steve Danielson, plays Fiore.
Ugly man.
And he is. He's such a nice guy.
Leo and I have got a show crush on him.
Anyway.
I think I go through my phone and find a photo.
John O'Hara and Anthony Harkin from Dedications. More of the guys next. But we're going to play a song from the show. This is way back in 1988, if my memory serves me correctly.
I was going to say 86.
86, 88.
Could be wrong. Look at on your notes there, it'll have what year it was released.
No, it doesn't, Joel.
Oh, right.
Look it up yourself in your iPad.
Okay.
Anyway, this is Belinda Carlisle. Remember this one?
Hey, this is Just Mowboy. You're tuned in to Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Jess. Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9. My special guests from the new show, Dedications, Anthony Harkin and John O'Hara. Now, before the break, guys, we were playing Belinda Carlisle's Heaven is a Place on Earth. The concept of Dedications, how did the concept come about?
Well, we were both doing Rock of Ages a few years back in Melbourne, and so you finish the show late at night, and I'd get in the car and drive home and flick on Richard Mercer's Love Song Dedications, and that's where I had the first idea, because I just was so kind of astounded and interested in all these people
and obsessed.
Yeah, and obsessed with these people ringing in and, you know, sharing their stories. So that's where the inspiration came from.
Are you an old romantic at heart, do you think?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with love.
Yeah.
Right. Who isn't, though, right? Yeah, that's the appeal, I think. Everyone kind of, whether or not they want to admit it, you know, we've all got that in common. Yeah.
Everyone, I guess, has that goal that they want the little, you know, relationship with a nice picket fence, a nice house and a dog.
And they want someone to dedicate a love song to them.
Yeah.
And I remember listening to a show similar in Auckland, where I come from, in the 80s, 90s, and the people that used to phone up were just like suburban mums and real sort of like, yeah, you're going. I want to know. Some real characters.
Oh, you'll see them at Chapel Street for sure.
Yeah. Chapel. They all exist in our show.
Yeah. The amazing thing about the love songs is that, you know, those songs take you immediately to such an incredible memory and time, you know, place in your history. You hear one of those songs and you immediately remember where you were when you heard it, or you connect to someone or a relationship, you know.
Exactly right.
That's what's incredible.
So obviously people are not coming along to listen to a radio show. So what's the whole concept behind the show? How does it work?
Do you want to take that one?
Sure. So the show basically exists, I guess, like the radio show used to. We've tried to make it so you come in and you, it's like watching live an evening or however many months of that radio show. So basically it's just John up on stage doing everything. And I remember working with him in Rock of Ages thinking, God, this guy can do everything. We need to write a show where he does that. And that's what we've done. And so he rings in as all these characters and he dedicates songs and talks about his life as these different characters. And then he sings the dedications.
In character.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. And there's some amazing songs that you do on the show. Obviously, Belinda Carlisle, Cyndi Lauper, Michael Bolton. Is that right?
Yeah. How Am I Supposed to Live Without You?
I actually love that song.
Me too. That's our first, spoiler alert, that's our first number.
Who chose the songs? Did you go through and say, these are my favourite love songs?
I don't think choose is the right word. We kind of argued for our favourites, you know, because the team, myself, Anthony, Luke Hunter and Melanie Hawkins, we all really, you know, fought for the ones that we believed in the most. But they are all very character driven. So because we were spoilt for choice, we picked lyrics from songs that really served the character. Yeah.
And be honest, you had all the CDs anyway.
Well, yes, I am old enough that I do own CDs. Yeah.
Are they all happy love songs or are some breakup anthems in there as well? Because these love song shows, when you listen to them, quite often have people phoning and saying, oh, my boyfriend's left me and I'm devastated.
We run the gamut. We've got characters from the age of 18 to 80.
Okay.
And we also have stories that are very happy and very funny and very creepy. But we also have stories that are very sad and heartbreaking. Yeah.
The show's been getting some good reviews as well. You took it to Adelaide. It's now Melbourne's turn.
Yeah.
So much pleased with how the show's going so far.
It's like the icing on the cake, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think we set out to make a show that was great, but I don't think we expected the incredible response we've had. And everyone has kind of been so supportive and wrapped with the show. So, yeah, we're having a ball.
Yeah.
Well, Dedications is part of the Glow Winter Arts Festival presented by the City of Stonington, where I live. Dedications plays Chapel of Chapel on Friday the 14th and Saturday 15th of August at 8 p.m. Tickets available from chapeloffchapel.com.au. Thank you for coming in, guys.
Thank you for
having us.
Best of luck for the Melbourne shows, yeah. And you should maybe do a few more.
Well, yeah, well, we're heading around, so we'll be in Geelong 28th and 29th for the Winter Festival down at GPAC. Yeah.
This song, Pauline, you know Pauline?
Love
Pauline. Mm. Well, she wasn't here with me a couple of weeks ago. Bit of a girly chat, let's be honest.
There's some mutual love dedication between you and her.
Last time I saw her was we were at the Arias, the carpet in Sydney. And she strutted on by, and then said, "Oh, there's a diva." Well, I saw one.
That was her talking about you.
So this is By My Side. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.